Oh, definitely. I think our listeners understanding that object of Kiwanis will understand the importance of loving each other as human beings, seeing each other as a human and not an object. So we therefore must show love, give love, and care to one another. Now, President Allison, tell us about some of the projects that your club and other clubs have done in Barbados over the years.
The projects, the ones that come to mind is the Salvation Army program. That has been going on for over 21 years now. And these feedings are conducted on every third Sunday of the month. Some of the food is donated and the members contribute also. We adhere to all COVID-19 protocols when doing the feeding. And we have also adopted Saturday nurseries where we would go and read to the children and play games. But with COVID-19, that is no longer possible. One, the nursery that stands out is My World in the Pine. We visited this year, but we did not go inside the building. We remain on the outside and presented gifts of sanitizers, puzzles, and books to the nursery. Another project is the pancake breakfast at the Erdison Special School, where we serve pancakes and juice to the children, and they look forward for that one.
And I'm sure that the various clubs around the island would also be doing other meaningful projects to uplift our society. Now, my next question is, I know that Kiwanis focus quite a lot on children and young people. So Dr. Delores, the Lieutenant Governor-elect designate, Joycelyn, either of you can answer in terms of telling us about how Kiwanis work with children.
Well, Kiwanis Club's focus, as one of our opening statements, they focus on changing the world by serving children one child and one community at a time. Kiwanis Clubs and Kiwanis International, by extension, help children around the world. The local clubs will look out for the communities in which they serve while the international organization takes on large-scale challenges such as fighting disease and poverty. Some years ago, the Kiwanis International, they had joined with UNICEF to look at the elimination of tetanus and other diseases. So there are many projects and in many ways where Kiwanis focus on children. And it is very important when you give a child a chance to learn and a chance to grow, great things can come out of that. And that is why we focus especially on children. In Barbados, we have clubs which are organized under the Service Leadership Program. I'm actually, we call it the SLP for short. And there are a number of clubs, and I will just explain to you what the different clubs do. For example, there's an action club, and this is specifically for individuals living with disabilities. In this club, they're encouraged to be integrated into our society and also to develop their leadership potential. So that says something about Kiwanis. We are not leaving anyone behind. Some of the other student-led clubs are found in primary schools, which are the K Kids, the Builders and Key Clubs in the secondary school, and the Circle K clubs are found in tertiary institutions such as the Barbados Community College and the University of the West Indies, where the Kiwanis in Barbados presently have clubs. And these young people are encouraged to help other students within their schools. They are also encouraged to look after their community and their environment. And most importantly, to develop friendships and to cultivate their leadership skills. This is done by the programs that they would come up with. For example, we just spoke about some of the projects that we undertake. We presented a picnic bench to the Spring Memorials Builders Club and Key Club. And this It's a new project for our club, and this bench was among four benches that were built by the members of our club. So that should indicate to persons listening that our work in our community is unlimited. So wherever possible, we try to work hand in hand with the students. We try to work with the principals of these various organizations and as well the teachers in the school, where once you align with Kiwanis, you'll be known as a faculty advisor. So Kiwanis pays a lot of attention to the children and by extension, these clubs, which I have just identified.
Okay. As our time draws closer to the end of the program, I want each of you to share a memorable experience that you have had being a Kiwanian. Who wants to start? Dr. Dolores?
I will start. To be honest, I've had so many memorable experiences in Kiwanis, but one that stands out in my mind was the visit to an international Kiwanis convention in Tokyo, Japan. And the most interesting thing about Kiwanis is participating in the district and international convention. Since we're located in 85 countries, every 5 years, we have the opportunity to have a convention in a foreign country. And it was most interesting going to Japan and seeing how the international flavor of Kiwanis, where even if they're in Japan and speaking Japanese, we're all speaking the same language in terms of our service to the children of the world. And I'm hoping that soon we will all in Barbados have a very memorable Kiwanis experience, because we will be visited by the first sitting international president of Kiwanis. We'll be coming to Barbados during the week of July 17th to July 24th. And I'm so excited about that, because this will be the first time that we've had an international president visit Barbados. So I am projecting that this will also be a very memorable occasion for every Kiwanian in our island.
Well, I want to agree with you, and I'm looking forward to that visit. Okay, Lieutenant Governor-elect Designate Joycelyn.
Okay, my most memorable memory would be when I brought the first member into our club. Because in Kiwanis, when a new member is inducted, you are required to remove your pin, which has a K on it for Kiwanis, and you are supposed to take your pin and place it on the person that you have invited to join your club. You're supposed to put that pin on their lapel. So to me, my most memorable moment was when I was able to share my key with another person, because more hands, more members makes better work for our communities.
Well said, well said. And President Allison, your most memorable memory?
My most memorable memory is being president of the Kiwanis Club, Central. To me, it is a very distinguished club, and I will always remember that. I'm also looking forward to the international president visiting, and that will be another memory.
Okay, let me say thank you to each Kiwanian club in Barbados for your wonderful work in contributing, supporting, and just working alongside persons with disabilities here. I know you do it throughout the world, but here in Barbados, we really appreciate all that you're doing and have done in the past. And we look forward to your continued support in the future. So I just want to get that piece in, because you really have helped significantly. My final question to you ladies, because it really has been a joy hearing and learning more about the Kiwanis in Barbados. So my final question is, what message would you want to leave with our listeners?
Well, I would like to leave with your listeners the fact that volunteerism is a two-way street. You help others, but at the same time, you help yourself. You have a certain feeling of gratitude. You tend to meet other persons, you meet friends, you have fun, you have fellowship, and it's a wonderful experience. So it's not always a one-way street. It's really a two-way street. You help others and you gain so much by being a volunteer. And of course, most importantly, a volunteer in the Kiwanis movement.
President Allison?
I would like to encourage them to join Kiwanis. It's very satisfying to know that you can be of assistance to someone in need. And it's encouraging. And as the governor said, you'll help friends, you meet friends, and you have fun all in the line and doing the Kiwanis work.
Well, and Lieutenant Governor-elect Designate Joycelyn.
My takeaway message would be the importance of sharing and caring. That is needed so much in our world today. And as you listen to this program, maybe you might be saying, all I'm hearing is about what I have to do and I'm giving of myself. So what do I get in return for being a Kiwanian? You will receive satisfaction and it provides an opportunity to develop long-lasting friendships. In the last 2 months, I have met new friends, and especially because of the Zoom, and I have just met 2 new friends from the Philippines and Nepal. And I am sure that if it was not for Kiwanis, I would not have formed those friendships. Thank you.
Well, I have to say thank you, ladies, because your messages are powerful. Kiwanis is a powerful organization. And I will add my voice as well by saying that one of the benefits is also you growing as an individual, growing in confidence, growing in how you express yourself, communicate, and simply work to uplift others. So, ladies, I want to say thank you very much for coming in and sharing with us today about the Kiwanis and the work it does. And I want to wish you all success in your activities as you celebrate 30 years of providing excellent service in Barbados. And to you, Governor Dr. DeLorenz, I'm looking forward to you becoming the international president pretty soon.
Oh, that would be great.
Yes, I think it will be.
I will only smile on that one.
Okay, ladies, once again, say thank you. You have been listening to Visions with me, Udalie Wickham Ashby. Remember, you can reach out to me by calling me on WhatsApp 1-246-269-9660 or on 1-246-430-7300. You can visit vob929.com. and look for the podcast link to Visions and listen to this and past episodes. You can also email me at visionsbarbados@gmail.com. That is visionsbarbados@gmail.com. So until next week, be safe, love yourself as you love your neighbor, and be productive.